Shall we?
Yeah.
If only there were something to talk about. I say, if only there were something to talk about.
I do not hear other things other than a kind of thrum in the background.
That's not what I was talking about. I was talking about how we don't have anything to talk about on the show. If only there were
something. Oh, I thought you were trying to...
You're talking to me.
Yeah. I'm asking you to do the thing you've done 600 times before.
I'll give them something to talk about. Talk about love.
Eh, it's not really on theme.
Yeah, I ain't talking about love.
What's love got to do with it?
I'm completely irrelevant. That's kind of the point I was trying to make just now.
Yeah, it's a secondhand emotion.
Hello and welcome to Brewsday Tuesday podcast episode 659. I'm Sam Ginsberg, and here's a man with a lot of low-grade background noise. So when you complain about it later, know that it's his fault. It's Tyler Dryblatt.
Here's a man who's pretty low-grade. It's Tyler Dryblatt. Sorry.
Which one of us do you think had a better GPA?
I don't know what my GPA was. Who gives a shit what your GPA was,
I think that's funny to think about, like, that being on, like, job applications.
Yeah.
Like, first off, are you really going to check?
Yeah.
Should I just lie?
Yeah.
That was a also, thing. Who cares? I remember Epic asked us for, like, our SAT scores and shit.
And well, we were fresh out of college. That was their whole vibe.
Even right out of college, I was like, that is baffling. Like, no one's asked me for that since I started college. Like,
yeah,
what is going
on
here?
Weird. That's pretty weird. Do you both remember your GPA? I don't. I know it was 3-something, but other than
I
don't know.
I was probably in the 3.3 to 3.5 range, but I wouldn't attest to that.
Yeah. All right. Well, a bunch of dum-dums over here.
That's us. Can't even remember a number. One number.
The dum-dum of the week is clearly Mike Boris. Hey, Mike, he's taking a big slug of that beer right off the bat.
Oh,
what you got over
there,
buddy?
It just looked too crisp and delicious. I have Belhaven Scottish Ale Smooth Nitro Ale brewed in Dunbar, Scotland since 1719. Another European beer. I think last time I was on the show I had a Belgian. This is a Scottish beer. Belhaven is Scotland's oldest working brewery. Isn't that a fun fact? I'm looking for any details about the beer, but I think it's just kind of like, I don't know, what do you want? It's just an ale. We go. Deliciously smooth, deep copper-colored ale with an intriguing biscuit malt and caramel flavor with subtle fruitiness, is what the can says.
Biscuits as intriguing.
Intriguing biscuits. It's a, you can see that nice nitro creamy head. So far I can't really fault them for anything. It's almost exactly like it says on the can, you know. It's intriguing, it's smooth, it's a little rich from
biscuity.
Kind of the nitro, yeah, a little bit sweet, and I don't know, like malty sweet. I don't know if I'm getting, like, subtle fruitiness, but, you know, maybe it'll come out over time. Pretty good, honestly. I'm into it. 5.2%, if anyone's keeping track.
Well, that beer review is too fascinating. I need us to take a little break. For my
content. I'm getting hot under the collar over here.
Yeah, so I'm gonna tell you about this beer, and you'll see why in a moment. This is Southern Tier Tiramisu Imperial Stout. I checked, 3 Stacks had this on here like a year and change ago, and I had a different tiramisu stout. That must have been fun. I don't remember that happening. But there's just one problem. The problem is that this bottle of beer, it's room temperature.
How are you going to cool it down?
And all I have is this bucket, this salt, and running upstairs for ice and water. It's another one of these fucking things. It says if you put ice, water, and salt in a bucket and kind of just slurp the bottle around in it for 3 minutes. It's as cold as if it had been in the fridge all day. So I'm going to put my headphones down, ignore Tyler's beer like I would have anyway, and I'll be back soon. And then I'll drink it after that. Great.
Okay.
Fascinating.
Good content, everyone. is he just... Wait, so I didn't catch this. Is this a bucket designed for this, or did he just, like, forget and now he's doing science for
us? No. Neither. So, have you been on for this, that stupid beer hacks book that he's been going through?
Oh. I think so, but the one from last time I was on was so dumb that I don't remember it.
So, originally, yeah, the first section was, like, beer definitions. And now he's on to the actual hacks. And so, last week... it was, these are all hacks to get your beer cold quickly. So last week he tried the towel, you know, the paper towel, damp paper towel around a
in the freezer. Fridge.
Right, okay. Yeah, exactly. Didn't work so well, according to Samuel. And this week, I guess the book recommends this slurry that he's attempting.
So the salt and ice water is that's a good one. I remember that one from college. Actually, the thing I remember from college doing that, we were playing Edward 40 Hands. And by the end of that second 40, it's like basically it's like hot. It's like your hand has been warming the bottle for so long that it's like hot. And so someone had the bright idea that we were just going to make a bucket of ice salt water and everyone could like cool their beer in the ice salt water to like. So just picture like six dudes sitting around a bucket with like 40s taped to their hands, all like dipping in the communal salt bucket.
That's funny. I mean, it does get warm, but that was never my problem with Edward 40 Hands. It was my teeny tiny bladder.
Yeah, that's another aspect of it for sure. There's a lot of there's a lot of hurdles to overcome in Edward 40 Hands.
True yeah, game of champions.
That's right. That's why it's the real test of endurance.
Yep.
So I guess tell me what you got on the show.
Yeah, pound for pound, Edward 40 Hands players are the greatest athletes on the planet.
I'm just trying to think through what it would take for me to send a pour back.
Yeah.
Like, I would need visible pubes, I think, like floating
or like, you know, half of foam, something like that.
Oh, no. I would just drink the half foam and be like, I didn't like this. And maybe talk about it on this podcast, and that would be the extent of my feedback.
That's hilarious. I'm going to podcast about this so fucking hard later.
Tim is going to agree with me. I can't wait.
I haven't sent one back because the bartender did a bad job pouring it, but I have definitely sent beer back before where I'm like, either I just don't like this, like I thought I would like it and I don't, or like, this isn't what I ordered type stuff. One time I got a pour out of a can and I smelled it and I was like, this beer smells like farts. And the guy looked at the can and was like, oh, this expired a long time ago. I will get you a different beer. I was like, all right, good. Glad we had the can here, I guess.
I can't believe you listed those two concepts in the same sentence. Sorry, like, not the expired one. I don't like this and you gave me the wrong thing. Because those are two completely different circumstances to me. Because I've definitely gotten the wrong pour. Like, I don't know how much I have to dick ride Hop House before they start sponsoring this show. But again, I love Hop House and I'm there all the time. And I got my beers and I brought them to the table. And Emily took a sip and she's like, this isn't that. And I was like, let me try it. And I took a sip and I was like, this isn't that. And I went back and he was like, oh, dang, you're right. I poured you the wrong thing. And he just pulled us a fresh beer. Shout out, Brian.
That's totally acceptable. I think everybody's on the same page.
I rolled the dice, and it turns out this isn't to my taste. I'm not sending that back. Agreed. I'm probably not finishing it either. But, like, I feel like that makes you a dickhead. Before you defend yourself, Boris, okay. One of the times in my life I've been the most angry was when I worked at Subway. I would have been 15 or 16 years old, and this woman ordered a steak sandwich, and I made her a steak sandwich the way it's supposed to go, and I watched her take it to her table, open it up, smell it, throw it in the trash, and then she came back to the lane and said, I didn't like that. Can I get a meatball sandwich instead? And so what I should have done was say, sure, I don't care. I didn't pay for any of this inventory. But I did make her the meatball sub. I was fuming about it because I was like, you didn't even fucking try it. I watched you, you old bitch. You didn't even try it. And the steak sub cost like $1.50 more than the meatball sub did. So after she ate her meatball sub, she came up and asked for a refund for the difference. And I told her no.
That is bold.
I told her no and gave her my boss's phone number. Because, like, I know you're going to want to complain about me. So this is my boss's number. This is her name. This is my name for when you complain about me. I'm not doing that. And my boss chewed me out and said, you don't pay for the inventory. Just do it. But, like, this was 20 years ago. And I'm still mad at this bitch.
I'm sure Subway is grateful for you saving them $8.
It's honestly, it's not a, it's not even about that. It's because I don't give a shit about Subway. It's about people feeling entitled. And to me, yeah, ordering something, realizing it's not to your taste, and wanting a replacement feels too entitled to me.
If I may.
Rebut, I don't do this often.
And when I do, it's usually like, we're at a meal, there's a couple of us, we're getting food, we're getting drinks. This is not like, I'm not sending back the one thing I ordered, right? We've gotten some food, we've gotten some drinks, and I'll be like, hey, I thought I would like this glass of wine, I'm sorry, I really don't. Could I get this other glass instead? And the waiter, waitress, bartender is usually like, sure, like, it's not my inventory, I don't give a shit. The restaurant loses like $2 on this, and it makes you happy, and then I leave a big tip. Like, they want you to have a good time. I want to have a good time. Like, everybody wins here.
I'm so torn between, like, my socialist ideals of being like, yeah, make the working class happy. Like, this is a really pro-worker stance. And so I like it in that regard because they're getting an extra tip. We're screwing over the owner because fuck them. But also, like, it's not their... It shouldn't be their job to know that you're going to like it. When you order something, like, I don't order catfish because I don't like catfish.
Do you not, like, ask for recommendations ever, though? Or do you not, like, I don't know. Like, they should be
invested in you having
fun. Why would I do
that? Talking to a whole person? Why would I do that?
You want.
I know what I like.
Maybe we have... And you don't like to push those boundaries a little bit sometimes?
Oh, I know. I will.
What's out there?
I will with food and booze.
You don't like to tattoo your butthole every once in a while? Just to see what happens.
I've definitely ordered things thinking, I don't know if I'm going to like this or not, and not liked it, and been like, well, learning opportunity. And sometimes I'll even leave 2/3 of the glass on the table and order something else, but I wouldn't send it back. Unless it's like if it's rancid, if it's off or whatever, that's totally different from not being to one's taste.
Yeah, I feel like
Tyler, you got to weigh in here.
I don't really have an opinion. I think
you bitch.
I think both are. I don't know. I think both arguments are fine. But what springs to mind is a story. One time, I went out with Becca and I think her brother and his friends and something like that. And I ordered something in a restaurant, and they brought me something else, and so I just ate it. But I'm like a really fast eater. So I ate it like in like 2 minutes, and then the lady came out and was like, "Oh, that wasn't for you. This is for you." But the food was already gone, so I was like, "Well, I guess I'll be eating this too then." And I just got two meals.
Yeah, man, they do not care. Like, this costs them so little versus like what you pay on your check that like they know they're gonna lose some. Like, people are gonna spill a glass of wine. Yeah. Okay, here's one. Have you ever, like, spilled your drink, and do they give you a new drink? Or should they give you a new drink?
I'm actually an adult, so that doesn't really come up so much.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
My children spill their fucking root beer at least once a month at Hop House, and no, I do not ask for a replacement root beer. I say, hey, this is a learning opportunity. The water bucket's over there.
Got him.
So if you're not trying to teach anyone at the table a lesson... I don't know, you've never, like, spilled your drink and then they just come give you a new drink? Because
I don't think so.
Drink got spilled, and they don't want you to be like, "Oh, that sucks. I like had a whole drink, and now I don't." They want you to be like,
"I don't.
Hey, I had a good time at place X."
I truly don't think that's ever happened.
I can't. Nothing comes to mind.
Yeah. I think there's a boundary on that too. Like, and it kind of depends on where you are. Like, if you're at like an amusement park, you know, and you get like some funnel cake, and then you drop your funnel cake, I'm not sure they should have to give you another funnel cake. Like, there's a lot going on at the amusement park. But if you're at like a restaurant, sure, yeah, that makes sense to me.
I mean, to be clear, none of this is like what you should legally have to do. It's just like the funnel cake guy, if you drop it like right in front of the funnel cake guy and he sees that,
sure, like, that's that's different.
Like, you just bought this and then you draw it. Here you go. I'll just like give you a new one. Cause again, I make these for like 10 cents each and I sell them for.
No, and I think ethically that's right. But then on the flip side, if I drop my funnel cake, I'd probably just be like, "Oh, I'm eating floor funnel cake now." Cause I'm a gross person.
And that comes back to my point about entitlement. I don't think you're entitled to a new funnel cake, but also I think it'd be Barley, get out of here. He wants to drink the salty ice water. I think it's like cool and nice and reasonable of funnel cake guy to give you a fresh funnel cake. But I think if you're like, "Excuse me, sir, I dropped my funnel cake. I demand a new funnel cake," then you're an asshole.
Well, don't use the word demand. That's where you've lost.
Yeah, demand makes
Well, that's weird. That's what happened with the steak sub meatball sub lady, and that's why I'm still mad about it.
That's fair. That's fair.
Okay. I will. Yeah, that is like kind of egregious, and that's that's a little what.
Pretty big.
Okay, what if the lady? Balls. What if this lady bought a sub, took a bite, and then was like, "Sorry, I'm pregnant. All kinds of weird shit going on right now. And if I eat another bite of this, I will throw up. Can I please have like a turkey sandwich instead?"
Well, the first thing I would say is, that's astounding. You're clearly 75 years old. You're a medical marvel. You should call someone. Okay, second, I would say
this is a different person.
Well, I would say you shouldn't have a turkey sub because you shouldn't have cold cuts if you're pregnant.
Oh,
because
fuck, you're right.
It's a serious risk. Meatball sub, great alternative because it's heated through, so you're safe there. What was the question again? I had to get up on my high horse for a second there.
Now,
so you would give her a meatball sub. We've concluded that, like, if someone asks nicely, you would just happily give them.
I would think it was wrong, but I wouldn't hate them.
Sam, imagine you're skydiving with a Christian baby.
Sorry, I'm trying to do a little Foley to get me in the zone here.
Baptized or not?
You guys have.
This is important.
You guys seen
the baby baptized?
Or can not? I pull the parachute now? I'm going to die.
Have you guys seen this meme? Am I just...
No, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
I have no idea. No idea what's going on.
There's some meme, and I think it was somebody like trying to make some argument about like believing in God, and it's like, imagine you're skydiving with a Christian baby, and the baby says that he won't like pull the parachute unless you acknowledge Jesus or something like that. What would you do? And it's supposed to be like, "Oh, are you going to let this Christian baby die?" But it's just a really fucking stupid argument.
And I mean, that is a really stupid argument. I would love to ask that person the same thing, but it's a Satanist baby, and watch them be like, "Well, they believe in Satan," and be like, understand how you're violating your own theology? Whatever, who cares? These people can't be reasoned with, and we shouldn't try.
Correct. I just think the Christian baby thing is funny, because then you'll see things like, you know, imagine you're on a date with a Christian baby, you know, and stuff like that, and it's just it amuses me.
Yeah, usually I'm as a feminist, I'm one for going Dutch, but if I'm on a date with a baby, I'd probably pay, because that baby can't have a job.
Okay, now what if the baby knocked over its glass of wine? What would you do?
Well, I would say, well, that does not surprise me. Babies knock stuff over all the time.
Yeah, whoever put that glass of wine that close to the baby is at fault.
Error in judgment.
Error. Boris, you've been taking care of a baby. Do you have anything going on, or is your life just keeping somebody else alive?
Yeah, but that's been a struggle lately because we are fucking sick. I don't know if I sound gross, but I'm on. It's one of those things where it's been like 2 weeks, and I'm like, surely it's gonna go away tomorrow, and then it doesn't, and now I'm just mad. But there was a point where my wife was out of town for a few days, and normally that would be fine. But the baby and I also both got sick, and so we just had to both stay home and like be sick together. And as far as sick 2 year olds go, she was like really good, but that can be
just like busting kickflips a lot. And stuff.
Yeah, you know, just doing sick shit. mostly watching Frozen. Because I don't know what Elsa has on these kids, but that princess is like crack. Ellie's seen Frozen like twice, and she's like, Elsa, I am Elsa now.
It's and the wickedly talented Adele Dazeem.
Yeah.
It honestly makes me mad that kids want to be, little girls, but like kids broadly, want to be Elsa. Because Elsa kind of sucks. Like, you should want to be Anna.
Anna's way cooler, and Ellie thinks Anna's name is Frozen. It's like the two characters in that movie are Elsa and Frozen.
That's such a toddler ass assumption to make.
Justice for Anna.
I've never seen the movie. Anna, is she the powerless one?
Yes.
Yeah. Basically, well, obviously, people want to be the one with the magic powers.
She also gets the prettier dresses and all that shit.
Yeah, Elsa gets like and run the better out of town songs for being magical, and then Anna has to like be a good sister and go find her and go help her fix all the stuff she messed up and make friends along the way. And Elsa's just like, yeah, being a hoity-toity little recluse.
The sequel is kind of the same formula of like Elsa has something she wants to do. And Anna tries to help, and Elsa's an asshole about it. And then in the end, isn't Elsa great? And it's like, come on, guys. Where's my love for Kristoff?
What about men? Am I right? What about men?
What about the men?
Shut up, Tyler. I'm talking to a fellow parent.
Okay.
You want to hear something? You want to hear something cute that my eldest did when she was roughly Ellie's age.
I sure do.
She didn't understand that Sven was the name of a reindeer. She thought that Sven was the word for reindeer. So that one scene in Frozen 2 when there's like 20 reindeer, she just looked at me and she said, "So much Svens!" and that moment will live in my heart forever.
So many Svens. Oh. Yeah, good toddler shit. Anyways, so we spent a lot of time together. It was randomly like 75 degrees one day here, and so we were both sick, but I was like, well, you have to go outside. So we went to the playground. She had a great time and then got home and then like threw up all over the place. And you know, that was a learning experience for both of us. Yeah, I don't know, we got through it. And eventually we should be getting better. She's fine.
Sam's been sick. Sam's been sick since his child has been born. So good luck, buddy.
Dude, it fucks you up. That's like the thing they don't prepare you for in parenting is like, oh, you also have to do this shit when you're sick. And it's the worst.
We've had to develop a nomenclature for when Emily has a lot of tummy troubles, and we don't want to alarm anybody, so sometimes she'll just be in a situation where she needs to tag out for a while, so we've called that doing the accounts.
Okay, that's smart.
Because when you're doing the accounts, that's important work, you have to focus.
Yeah.
No kids are allowed to bother you when you're doing the accounts. So mom has to go upstairs, curl up in the bed, and do some accounts for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have...
You can use that.
That's good. I like that. I just don't know how I'd explain that to my kid. Our downstairs bathroom, the door doesn't, like, close properly, such that you can just sort of crash into it and push it open. And she's figured that out. And so there is not privacy unless you actually go upstairs and, like, close the door. But if you're just in the kitchen, you're like, oh, I just have to pee while I'm making dinner real quick. And you just pop in there to pee. She's like, oh, no, this is a group activity now. Let's go.
Now I'm just like, oh, I'm trying to think through how long is my arm and how long is my string. And like, obviously, I haven't been in this bathroom. So I right. So I don't know. I don't know if I could make that work, but I would try.
It would be that would be tough. The bathroom, the door is pretty far from the toilet. But also, she's like, she's at an age where I'm like, if she's interested in this, I feel like I should encourage that. So I don't know, man.
I would say it's never a good idea to encourage your child to look at your penis.
To just be interested in like using a potty instead of.
Okay. Diapers. All right. Okay. All right.
I was, me and Tyler are on the same page there, I think.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah. I wasn't going nearly as far as Sam, but I was like encouraging her to bust into bathrooms or but I see.
Every right, child reaches an age where it makes sense for them to see what it's like to be the Kool-Aid man. And so you wanna encourage that.
Oh yeah.
You know.
Alright.
Yeah, no, not bust in bathrooms, but you know.
I got to pull the ripcord and get out of this conversation. So we're going to go to our next article.
Tyler's been very patient with our shenanigans.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, T.
KTVQ.com. German beer spiking tradition draws crowd and community to Heights Brewery.
Oh, even just from this picture, I'm so irritated.
So this is the tradition known as...
which the last article told me...
That's true, Boris. That's so
Nothing should ever touch my beer. It is sacrosanct. Mm.
That's why I waterfall on my drinks. But this is the German tradition of beer stacken, which I didn't know the term for, but I've done this. Becca bought me a big iron rod that you're supposed to heat up and put in your beer. And apparently it goes back to Germany. So the legend goes, it was invented by folks who were drinking during the winter and thought their beer was too cold, so they put their fire poker in their beer. Which I find really interesting because I've exclusively done this camping. Like, I don't know. I don't have a fireplace for which to heat this up during the winter. So I think it's funny that I've only done this during summer times. But it does work on certain beers. It definitely can change the flavor. I thought it was interesting to see an article about it. I didn't know there was any sort of tradition to this.
Just the term beer spiking, I was really hoping it was like throw a can at the ground and then crack it and chug it as fast as you can.
Whoa!
Like an advanced version of shotgunning that makes a big mess. I was really hoping it was something like that. And like, this is cool and whatever, but I like my thing better.
That's an interesting idea.
So. Based on the picture, I was expecting them to pour something into the beer based like from the, like that was a giant eyedropper or something that they would drop some booze in your beer.
Oh, I don't know. I've heard about this. Like some liquor?
Yeah, like spiking with alcohol of some kind.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be interested to try it. I don't know. I've never tried it before.
Is an Irish car bomb that? Is there anything that's dropping a shot into a beer?
Yeah, for sure.
Yes, lots of things are that.
Yeah, Irish car bomb, sake bomb,
Sake bomb. What? So sake into what?
Just light beer. Whatever. Sapporo, something you got around.
Yeah. Asahi.
That should be our next bracket is...
Jägerbombs.
Make 64 beers and 64 liquors, and then at the end we have to bomb one.
Oh, God damn.
I mean, the last 64 participant bracket took us 18 months to get through, so...
That's true.
We got plenty of time
to... winning shot into the winning beer, you mean?
Exactly, yeah.
I think that could be fun, but I did say it was Mary's pick. Next one's Mary's pick, and I have a feeling that will not be her selection.
Yeah. But, beer Stockholm, it works better, from my experience, with darker beers. I think, like, I spiked an IPA, and it just didn't really do much. Because there's not that much like sugar and stuff in there to convert. It definitely does change the profile.
It sounds like you'd want to do something malty and like not very hoppy. Because I don't know, I feel like as hops warm up, they get pretty dominant.
Yeah, I think caramelizing is what we're looking for, so malt is what we're going to care about. Like, I don't think you would want anything like yeast centric, like a Belgian or a sour either.
That would make sense.
That makes sense.
And honestly, a stout you might not want either because it might already be sweet enough. Like, I feel like we're in brown ale porter territory.
Yeah, yeah. I definitely did a porter. I think I did a stout. And then I did like an IPA. And like I said, the IPA was not so good. Yeah, turns out it's a thing and not just something hipsters on the internet made up to sell these tools or whatever.
These pictures, they do make it look pretty cool. There's the one where you can see just all the snow in the background and the steam coming off the beer. It's cinematic.
Yeah, I really feel like I got to do this during the winter. I got to figure out some way to heat this thing up like now-ish. Because during the summer, camping, it's fun, but this just seems so much more apropos.
What's the foam factor? I'm looking at these pictures. They're very foamy. Do you have to let this happen and then set it down for 10 minutes to let the foam chill out?
Not in my experience, no.
Are you looking at these?
I am. I don't know.
Very foam forward.
Maybe they were doing something different than I was.
My guess would be they're just going deeper into it.
Yeah, I can't. I can't
get. Or they're going hotter.
Because of my small penis.
Small penis. Yeah, I was thinking maybe a small penis. That makes sense.
That's what it is. Oh boy. Okay. So Sam, what have you been up to?
So I had this beer, right? And it was room temperature.
Okay. All right. That's fair.
The book is the content.
I know. That's why I said that's fair. Okay. Well, I did see you just suck down that beer. I mean, are we just about done then?
Man, I feel like it's early.
Feel like it's early.
Is there somebody? There's three of us, and we've heard about content from two of us, which makes me think there's probably someone left we haven't heard from.
Okay. So I do have a little bit of a story. I think you two are going to judge me, though.
I can't wait. I like it already. I already judged Boris Hard on the way he handles orders he doesn't prefer. So, like, I'm guns blazing right now. Hit me, baby.
I took a couple days off, and I met my family up in New York to do a little skiing the past couple days, which was pretty cool. I haven't gone skiing for a while. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. But, you know, I make friends everywhere I go. And so it was like the end of the day and I was in line for the Lyft and some folks cut the line. And so I said, "Hey, there's no cutting the line." And the Lyft operator was like, "What's going on?" And I was like, "They cut the line." And the Lyft operator said, "No, they didn't. I waved them on." And I was like, "No, you didn't. You were on your phone the whole time. I was looking right at you." And he was like, "No, I definitely waved them on." I was like, "No, man, you definitely didn't. I was just watching you. Why are you lying to me?" And, so then I got on the lift and I went up to the top. And I was like, "This motherfucker is going to say something to me when I get down. I absolutely know it." So I was already like,
"Wait, which motherfucker? The one who, the lift operator or the one who cut you in line?"
No, the people who cut in line, they just like left and didn't. They were like on the lift and didn't say anything. But the lift operator was trying to like make it seem like he was doing his job when he was on his phone literally all day.
Okay.
So I was like, "This motherfucker is going to say something. I know it." So I was on edge and like I got back down and I got back in line and he like came over to start to say something to me. I saw he had a dead tooth. You know.
Yeah.
You know what a dead tooth is?
Yeah, I've watched Sonny. I know.
He started to say some shit, and I was like, "Oh, man, your dead tooth stinks." And I got on the lift and just went up and just like, and I could tell it cut him pretty deep. I could tell by the look on his face. Oh, no. And I don't know. It felt pretty good, but also, like, I feel like when I die, that's part of what's going to play before me when I go to hell.
Oh, gosh.
What's gonna play before him? Like, was a lazy dipshit at work? like wasn't paid well, so decided to not do a good job.
Yeah, and it was that, just calculus. Honestly, like,
yeah,
that he was like, I don't want to make a thing about this, so I'm just gonna pretend I like let these guys in to cut the line.
I don't
total,
know.
It's
I
total
don't know.
Cuck behavior.
Have you guys been skiing? You guys been skiing?
Yeah.
No, but this one time, this bitch ordered this steak sandwich, right?
So, Boris, like, you know, the lift, they were right ahead of me. So I was like, oh, they cut the line. And, like, by the time I said that, they're already, like, on the lift and going, you know? So, like, I really didn't interact with them at all. They probably heard me say something, and then they were gone. Right. So yeah. I don't know why this guy felt the need to say anything. If he had just shut the fuck up, then I would have been like, oh, man, those guys cut me. And then we all would have gone on with the rest of our day.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. That's why I'm like, that doesn't even seem like the easiest way to just get rid of people bothering me if I'm this guy. I don't know. That's funny.
It was really weird. It was really weird.
Maybe his dead tooth made him feisty.
It's some infection in his brain because of that dead tooth.
That's right.
Well, that's good. Yeah. Go ahead, Samuel.
This is good content. No. Thank you for bringing that to us, Tyler.
It's every time you look off screen, I know you're looking at Becca. And every time it makes me think, I wonder what Becca thinks about this. And it's always funny to me. That's all.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I don't necessarily feel bad about it, but I also don't necessarily feel good about it. But I did shut that motherfucker up. He had absolutely nothing else to say after that.
I really, I'm not saying you were wrong to defend yourself, but I wish you hadn't done that just because I was curious what he would say. Like, was he going to go off on a respect my authority?
Yeah, he was saying something about, like, you know, why you gotta, and then I just...
Okay, so there was no chance that he was going to apologize or try to explain the situation. He was coming in guns blazing.
Yeah. He didn't come up like, hey, man, you know? He came in like, hey, man.
Stinky tooth, bitch.
A point, not a handshake.
Yeah, yeah. So, I'm glad. I really thought the two of you were going to give me more heat for that.
But I mean, really, I think that it would have been better if you got the cutters than got this guy. But it seems like you didn't have an opportunity to get the cutters, so.
I didn't.
Yeah.
To hear Tyler's side of it, this guy has a very simple job, and he was not doing it.
Yeah, man.
I just am like, if I had a nickel for every time I told Tyler when he's in public he needs to have a grappling hook for these situations, I would have one nickel, and I would have earned it just now.
Like a Mortal Kombat, get over here, like so you could just grab those guys off the chair.
I mean, if he could have hooked onto their chair, their lift, whichever is the correct noun... Then you just ride that up the hill and then give him a piece of your mind.
I do wonder what it says about me that I consistently argue with, like, security guards and, like, people in charge of lines and stuff.
Sorry, Boris, let me take this one. Do you really wonder what it means, or do you already know?
No. I guess I kind of already know.
Okay, great.
Do we
all
pretend to not know? Okay, good.
No, I guess maybe I just wish it was different. Yeah.
You're like if like a freshman that wants to major in psych given a puzzle. To talk to you about how you feel about authority, and see if they can piece this one together.
One of the mysteries of our time.
Yeah, we'll never know.
Tyler, have I ever told you the world's easiest escape room?
No, tell me about it, please.
Oh, but we're out of time, shucks, wouldn't you know?
Damn, apologies to Matt Damon. All right, well, now we can wrap this up, right? We've all done our things?
Yeah.
Great, great. Sam, you chugged that beer. Why don't you go first, even though I hate having you go first?
Sure, yeah, I thought this was yummy. Southern Tier, Tiramisu, Imperial Stout, 10%. I mean, Southern Tier, 10%, name a more iconic duo. and they're really playing to the strengths here with something that, like, where, like, sweet and rich are, like, correct.
Yeah.
There's a lot of bitterness. It was more from, like, a coffee flavor than from a hoppy flavor, but that's kind of, that feels like their intent. I kind of like don't have any criticisms of it. I think if you like a tiramisu beer, this is the one. Have it. Which gets me like to an 8.5. There are simply yummier things than tiramisu, but as tiramisu beers go, the pinnacle. And so if you like that, drink it, etc.
I would definitely drink that.
A good tiramisu is like up there with my top desserts.
I didn't say desserts.
You said there are yummier things than tiramisu, and I don't know, man.
I like a cheesy gordita crunch.
Just trying to compare the two is like breaking my brain.
I would rather have a cheesy gordita crunch. Easy.
Cheesy. Boris, what do you think of your beer?
Great question. I had the Belhaven Scottish Ale Smooth Nitro Ale, 5.2%. I think the can nailed it with its description. Intriguing biscuit, malt, and caramel flavor with subtle fruitiness. It had it all, man. It was smooth. It was like, nice, heavy, and malty. And then it had a little sweetness to finish, kind of a caramel fruit sweetness. It was nice. This is a good, like, if you're home on a cold night, this is a nice little warmer beer to have. It's heavy. The nitro makes it a little like creamier and less kind of bubbly. It makes the kind of carbonation feel a lot smoother. And it like just kind of feels heavy, but it's not. It's 5%. So I'll give it an 8. And I would recommend it to, I don't know, if you like beer, but it makes your tummy go all brr, 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 this is probably a good one to give a shot because it has that beer flavor, but it's a little smoother.
I almost understand what you mean.
You know when you like you're like, man, I want a beer, but my tummy's full, and it's going to make my tummy go all brr, 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 brr.
Yeah, you lost me the same spot again. That's so funny.
Mm.
Tyler?
Anyway, what'd you have, Tyler?
I had Brasserie du Besson, or something like that. Scaldis Imperial Blonde Ale Triple, 10.5%. I think this really is more of an Imperial Blonde. Those kind of flavors became a little more apparent as it warmed up a little bit. I enjoyed it. Whatever this weird thing was, tasted like apples and is 10.5% and yummy. So I'm going to give it a 7.6 and recommend it to somebody. What?
She can tell her, shut up.
Oh, yeah. I already shot her a death glare, so she knows. Okay.
Cool. Good.
Flagellating. Good. Self-flagellating over there. Mm-hmm. What was I saying? I think this is good for somebody who is like a real cider head, because this the appliness I think would translate well. But I enjoyed it.
Have you had Le Fin du Monde?
I have had Le Fin du Monde.
Because it feels a little bit like you're describing Le Fin du Monde. Am I crazy?
I think Le Fin du Monde was more yeasty than this is.
Okay. Yeah. I wanna try this because it sounds so much like that, and I like it. I like Le Fin du Monde a lot.
I do think you would like this. I think this is a good beer. That's why I'm giving it a 7.6. Samuel, do you know what you're having next week?
No. I have to figure out what my next beer is and how I'm making it cold, I think.
It is so hot and it must be made cold.
I don't know what that is, and I don't like it. Please stop.
That's fine. Boris, good luck, buddy. I hope your cold doesn't get hot, but just goes away.
Thanks, bud. I appreciate that.
No problem. Listener, if you want to tell us the quickest way to get you cold, you can email us at brewsdaytuesdaypodcast@gmail.com. You can comment on our links at brewstuesday.com, or you can blue sky us at brewsdaytuesday. Don't let us give it all. We'll see you next episode. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Here comes a beer, catch all your tears. Drink the remedy, forget about your problems. Here comes a shot, lose all your thoughts.
drink the remedy, forget about your problem. This one's on me, fix you for free. Drink the remedy, forget about everything. This one's on me, got what you need, and take your medicine, you feel better, friend.
Boris, I saw you blowing your nose, and I saw that you were on mute to blow your nose. And you had to unmute yourself to say goodbye, or whatever that was just now.
Yeah.
But I had this moment where it's like, is he on another call? Is he muted because he's like on a work call and he's trying to multitask?